Arjuna offered Krishna's flowers, incense, a lamp, fruits, and perfume. And as she was becoming more mature in love, she started to call out, "Krishna, oh Krishna." At that moment, Krishna was in Govinda's study with Radharani. He heard this loving call. He became very, very much interested to meet Arjuna. That is, I can see very, very nicely, really, better as you said. In the yoga pit, the Lord, whose heart is always bound by the rope of his devotee's love, felt very much drawn towards Arjuna. It is, and he looked at Radharani and said, "Quickly bring her here." Srimati Radharani immediately ordered another gopi to come and bring Arjuna. This other gopi on the way took Priyamuda with her, and they saw Arjuna lying and calling out for Krishna. This gopi said, "After today, you don't need to cry any longer. I will bring you to him for whom you are crying. I will bring you to him for whom you have done all your austerities, all your tapas, all your mantras. Just come with me." And she brought Arjuna with Priyamuda to Govinda's study. But Arjuna's eyes were so full of tears, and her heart was beating so loudly that neither could she see Krishna nor hear him. And finally, Priyamuda wiped the tears from the eyes of her disciple and whispered into her ears, "Oh Arjuna, open your eyes and see him for whom you have so long cried." So this is very nice now, the first darshan of Krishna of Arjuna, gopi came. Remember, she had so many tears that she couldn't see properly. So when the tears were wiped away, at that time, she saw Krishna, but she couldn't really see his turban and his blackish complexion. All she saw was a golden effulgence, a light surrounding the so bright that she was forced to close her eyes and fainted to the ground. The gopis brought Arjuna near up, but because she was in the presence of God, of the Lord, her limbs were shaking like the leaves are shaking in a storm. Finally, only after some time, she regained control over her senses, and then she could see for the first time with her eyes Radha and Krishna and the wonderful kingdom of God. What she saw was, she saw a tree whose trunk was made out of gold, and the branches were also made out of gold, and she saw leaves made of jewels, sprouts made of corals, and fruits which were not like the fruits of this world, but fruits which were made out of crystal. Under that desire tree, she saw a temple which was made of jewels, and inside the temple a throne which was shaped like a lotus flower. It was consisting of pure gold. And on that throne she saw Radha and Krishna. There were cooling breezes and fine mist, you know, like when you take a little water thing and you make it, then some mist comes. So it was a honey sweet mist, clouds of it, which were making the whole atmosphere very cooling. And Arjuna saw that a falchion from Krishna. Now it's no longer gold, but it's like a sapphire blue, a dark blue, coming from Krishna. She sees that this blue all over the place, and she feels a feeling in her heart which is just so absolutely nice that only a gopi can see and feel like that. She saw the hair of Krishna, you can see glossy hair. She saw bumblebees who were trying to catch the aroma of the wonderful gardens. She saw on Krishna's earrings, on Krishna's ears, shark-shaped earrings dancing back and forth. And she saw a wonderful tilak sign on Krishna, and that dot of musk inside. She saw Krishna having a top knot. It was a wonderful, and from his nose, a golden pearl was coming. You can see. So she saw this, she saw the strong arms of the Lord going to the waist. She saw the Kasturba gem on Krishna's chest. She saw he was dressed in yellow colors, and she saw how Krishna played the flute, and Krishna saw Arjuna Gopi and immediately understood her desire to be alone with him. So Krishna rose from his seat, and took Ajaniya and disappeared with Ajaniya into the forest of Vrindavan. There they had wonderful pastimes there of love, just like a drunken man can never drink enough from the honey wine which he drinks. The Lord and his beloved gopi, they're tasting ever fresh feelings of divine love for each other. Now, after some time, Krishna brought Ajaniya back to the yoga peet, where they were met by all their other gopis. Now, Krishna then, the all-knowing Lord, and I think this picture is very nice, it shows that Krishna knows many things which we may not know. It's like Krishna knows so much. He knew who this Ajaniya gopi was, and he knew that at the banks of the Yamuna, he was there in another form as a friend of Arjuna. So he said to Priyamuda Gopi with a glance full of meaning, "I think Ajaniya is a little exhausted from our walks through the forest. Do you please bring her back to the lake so that she can reflect fresh herself?" And Ajaniya Gopi, who was just full of ecstasy, went with the spiritual master Priyamuda to that lake. There, in the cool water, which was painted silvery by the moonlight, she took three dips. 1, 2, 3. And when she came out the third time, it was full daylight. Then this personality looked in the water. He saw himself as Arjuna, the Pandava there. And in some distance, Arjuna saw Krishna. And Krishna looked at him with very special eyes. All of a sudden, Arjuna began to understand. Wow! Krishna had shown me. When I asked him what is the love of the gopis, he said to me, "You can't, it cannot be explained. You can only feel it when you are a gopi yourself." And Arjuna had, by the mercy of Krishna, seen this love of the gopis for Krishna, but in another form. And he had full memory of what had happened. He was unable to tolerate the burden of sorrow. He fell before Krishna and buried his head in his friend's lap. He was crying like a child who had lost the people who protect them. Krishna took his hand and lovingly stroked Arjuna's head and consoled him with sweet words. Krishna's own tears fell on on his hands as he comforted Arjuna. Gradually, both of the friends composed themselves and sat next to each other, and none of them spoke a word. Here you see Krishna and Arjuna. Because there was simply nothing to be said. There was nothing to be explained. It was just a love which Arjuna had felt, which was so overwhelming. And they went together back to Hastinapur, speechless. When Bhishma, the other Pandava brothers, saw Arjuna, they saw a transformed person. Arjuna didn't speak to anyone. He locked himself in a room and stayed mostly in the room for himself. He could not interact. The Pandavas first wanted to ask what happened, but they could also understand there are some things in spiritual life about which one should not speak. Best they are unsaid. For many days and nights thereafter, Arjuna remained in seclusion, deeply immersed in chanting the mantras he had received in Braj and remembering his life in the Gopi Ajaniya. Only after some time Yudhishthira came to Arjuna and said, "It is time to take up your responsibilities in this life. You better you have to take care of the duties which you have to and the responsibilities to your families and the affairs of the staves." So Arjuna meditated only in the very early hours in the morning about what he had experienced as Ajaniya. This is a very, very, very interesting. As Ajaniya Gopi, Arjuna had his pastimes in the Madhurya Ras with Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan, as Arjuna, he was in this earth during the time of Krishna's experience, and they all came together, Arjuna, Arjuna, and Lalita Sakhi, during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they all came together in the personality of Ramananda Roy. They were there when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with them about love of Godhead. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would describe this love to Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara. He would sit in the Gambhira just as Radha sits in the yoga pit, and he was there waiting for Krishna. "Go Krishna, where are you? Oh Krishna, where are you?" Teaching us the moods in which we can have, in which we should call out for Krishna. The devotee calls always out, "Oh Krishna, where are you?" Lord Chaitanya said, "Na prema gandusti darapi me haro krandami sovopya param prakashitum vamsi vilasyananalokanam vina vibhamiyat pranapadanga kamvita." My dear friends, let me tell you what is in my heart, and you can judge me correct or not. Love for Krishna, which is devoid of any cheating propensities, is not possible within this material world. If there were such a love, there could be no separation, for in such separation one cannot live. So he said this highest love is not possible here in this world. I feel ashamed to disclose the activities of my heart. Nonetheless, finished with all formalities, I will hide nothing from you. Please listen. My dear friends, I have not even the slightest tinge of love for Krishna within my heart. When you see me crying in separation, I'm just making a false show of good fortune to mislead you. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect, caring for my body without purpose. Know therefore that love for Krishna is far, far away from me. So, this is what Arjuna was experiencing, that highest state of love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although it is not possible within this material world to show this love, is the only exception, because he is none other than Radha and Krishna himself. So this is a very, very wonderful pastime. It is a very, very rare pastime. Although no one, Krishna had told Arjuna to never tell anyone what he experienced when he entered into the realm of Gopi Bhava. Somehow Uddhava came to know of Arjuna's perfection and the esoteric steps that led to this stage. Uddhava came to know, I think, from Sanat Kumar. When we hear about this, we should be very, very respectful and know that we have to really beg for the mercy of Krishna, so that one day we can also experience this love of Krishna. Now we will do our little conclusions.